Look, a lot of the social houses that were built in Letterkenny are up now almost 20 years, the vast majority, and some of them longer. There's a warranty with smoke alarms and carbon monoxide alarms, and I'm asking the council now to take stock of that, carry out inspections to ensure that all smoke alarms are fit for purpose and within warranty, and those that are not, to replace them. I don't think it's good enough for us to wait until a tenant who is probably caught up with running the house and looking after the children, they keep worrying about the smoke alarms. Are they working? Are they not working? And particularly if they're out of warranty, they wouldn't necessarily know that. So, look, these periodic inspections of the houses, I think, would be a great advantage for not just the homeowner, but also the council, to ensure that the house is up to spec.
And you mentioned a workshop within that discussion. What would you hope to achieve through a workshop within the MD?
Well, look, within the MD, look, we're talking about maintenance and the general maintenance of houses. And, look, the feedback I'm getting, and I know from making representations on behalf of tenants, is it's taken too long to address the maintenance issues. I think that's down to a lack of staff. I think that if we had the housing staff in here who are in charge of housing maintenance and the upkeep of social homes, we could have a workshop with them and get to the bottom of it, find out exactly how many personnel they have. We have 1,600 social homes in this MD. Is there sufficient workers? Is there a more efficient way to get the repairs done and a more timely time? And just to ensure that houses are assets, essentially, are kept up to a high level, and that the tenants, when they look for the maintenance work to be carried out, that is carried out in a timely fashion.